headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Natalie and Joe with your 10 a.m. deadline. In local news, Brisbane City Council workers removed and disposed of homeless man Bane Dancy's tent during a routine cleanup of Curlupa Point Park, leaving him no place to sleep. Along with the tent, Dancy has also lost all of the possessions he had within it at the time of disposal, leaving him with only a blanket, a sleeping bag, a mat and a reusable bag. State Government City Councillor Vicky Howard said the state government needs to invest more in public housing.
In other local news, the man featured in the colloquially known succulent Chinese meal video, Jack Carlson, has passed away at 82 years old. Carlson rose to fame when he was filmed speaking about Democracy Manifest while being arrested for credit card fraud outside of a Chinese restaurant in Fortitude Valley. The moment has inspired a yet-to-be-released documentary exploring Carlson's life story. The documentary director commented saying that he truly was Australia's last larrikin.
In national news, a trend of faking busyness has emerged as workers stopped working remotely, especially after the New South Wales government announced all public servants to return to office this week. HR expert Georgia Russell said, companies have been using software to monitor workers' productivity. Workers feel compelled to do things like mouse shuffling to pretend they are busy even when they are not. She said companies' measures to monitor workers' output can have a counter effect on actual productivity and workers' well-being.
In other national news, ultra runner Fran Herndl has committed to run across Australia in record time to increase awareness and money for domestic abuse. The runner plans to cover 3,800 kilometres within 34 days, meaning she will run about 110 kilometres a day. Herndl commented to interviewers that the run is not about her, but rather about raising awareness for domestic violence.
In international news, today marked the fifth day of Russian forces battling Ukrainian troops after they broke into the Kursk region. Kursk has declared a state of emergency and evacuated several thousand people, according to Russian media. Russia's defense ministry said yesterday that the army and the Federal Security Service has destroyed 82 Ukrainian armored vehicles, including 8 tanks. The Ukrainian army has not made any comment on the Kursk offensive so far.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au/news.